everyone. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into something you sent our way. Remember that presentation, Assessment of Student Learning, The Case for Observable Behavior by Dr. Jarek Junio.
Oh, yeah, from Santa Ana College. It's a good one. Yeah. Gets you thinking, you know, about some pretty big questions, really, like at the core of higher ed.
Right. Why are students even in college? I mean, is it working? And how do the colleges themselves even figure out if they're doing a good job or not?
Exactly. And then how do we even measure that success?
So when Dr. Junio was talking with folks, some said, well, students go to college to, you know, get better jobs, make more money.
Sure, the practical stuff.
Yeah, or maybe learn some specific skills, get that degree, just figure out what they're doing after high school.
Some even said it was for, like, personal growth, self-discovery. That was interesting.
And how do we measure if a student is successful?
Graduation rates came up a lot.
Finishing their courses, yeah.
Skills learned, did they land a job? Are they making bank? All those usual suspects.
Yeah. Okay, but Dr. Junio thinks there's something missing here.
Big time. He says, how do we really know what students are getting out of college? Besides just showing up and, like, getting their diploma.
Beyond just saying, oh, they learned valuable skills.
Right, right. What can they actually do?
So is this where institutional learning outcomes come in? Those big overarching goals?
Yeah, he touches on those. Sounds good, like on paper.
In theory, sure.
But how are we really measuring those outcomes?
And do they really tell us how a student has learned and grown individually? I mean, everyone's different.
And this is where Dr. Junio really gets into it.
Yeah.
Like, what does learning look like in our colleges and universities, I mean?
Yeah, what's actually happening in the classroom?
He says we rely so much on grades, how many students stick around, those outcomes assessments.
But what's the actual difference it makes for the student?
Right. In their abilities, how well they grasp things. It's often not clearly stated.
Like saying someone's a good driver because they have a license, but you've never even seen them behind the wheel.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And then Dr. Junio kind of critiques a lot of teaching. He says it seems like a lot of it is just memorizing facts.
Oh, yeah, it goes there.
And then checking if students got it through quizzes and tests.
But does that really mean they learned it, you know, deep down?
Yeah, if I can ace a multiple choice test, does that mean I've got the skills, the deep understanding? Can I actually apply that knowledge?
Big questions. It makes you think about student engagement, too. How do we even measure that?
Participation, right. Showing up to class, doing the homework.
Although these days, with AI, how do we know they're actually doing the work?
Yeah, it's a whole other episode.
Oh, yeah. And using resources, getting involved in those active learning things.
Yeah.
But does all that actually guarantee learning is happening? I mean, you could participate and still not really be getting it.
Just going through the motions.
Right. So Dr. Junio brings in Bloom's taxonomy. A lot of people in education are familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way to translate learning, which can be kind of abstract, into concrete behaviors, things you can actually observe.
So you can actually see if the learning is happening.
And he says a lot of teaching focuses on the lower levels of Bloom's, just remembering facts and figures.
The basic stuff.
But really understanding something, like analyzing it, evaluating it, creating something new. That is where the real insights happen.
And he says our assessments don't always tap into those higher levels of thinking.
Right. They don't really push students to show that deeper understanding.
So how do we actually make understanding visible? Like, how can a student prove they understand something?
Dr. Junio says it's about what they can do. Can they categorize concepts, explain things clearly?
Have a discussion where they're using the knowledge, not just repeating it.
Right. He even talks about developing code vision. It's like learning to see those behaviors in the classroom.
Code vision. That's an interesting way to put it. So, like, what would a teacher actually be looking for?
So instead of asking, do you know the difference between these two things? It's more like, okay, here are some new examples. Can you classify them?
Can they explain the concept in their own words? Can they see how it applies to the real world?
It's about going beyond just spitting back facts.
Okay, that makes sense. And this whole focus on observable behavior, it's pretty relevant when we think about AI in education.
Absolutely. Dr. Junio talks about ChatGPT. He says it could be a helpful tool, like a brainstorming partner.
For coming up with assignment ideas, right?
Like those classification tasks for the chemistry class. Or even helping to create rubrics.
To clarify what we're looking for when we grade those assignments.
Exactly. But, this big but, he emphasizes that AI is just a tool.
You can't just let it run the show.
It's not a replacement for the teacher's expertise. The teacher still needs to design the learning experience and figure out how to assess it.
So AI can assist, but the teacher is still in charge.
Right. And that leads into Dr. Janio's point about formative assessment, ongoing reflection, giving students chances to show their skills throughout the semester.
Not just relying on that one big exam at the end.
Exactly. And he mentions pre- and post-assessments. Same kind of assessment at the beginning and end of the course. You can really see how much they've learned.
That's a good idea. And he also talks about realization. Students need to actually recognize the skills and knowledge they've gained.
Not just see college as a box to check to get a job.
But actually understand how they've grown, what they're capable of doing now. And this is where behaviorism comes in. He mentions Skinner and radical behaviorism.
Which basically says the only thing we can directly observe in the classroom is student behavior. What they do, what they say.
So we can't see what's happening in their minds.
But we can see how they're acting. What kind of questions are they asking? Are they just scratching the surface or are they really digging deep?
Okay, so bringing this all together, what are some of the concrete ways Dr. Janio suggests we can make assessment more meaningful?
It starts with aligning our teaching with those observable behaviors, like intentionally designing activities that give students a chance to show what they can do.
Not just what they remember.
Right. And rubrics are still important. Even if they're initially created with AI, they help us define those observable indicators of learning.
And thinking about alternative assessments, not just tests and quizzes.
Portfolios, big projects, especially important with online learning.
It lets students show their learning in a more holistic way over time.
He also mentions self-assessment and peer feedback. When you have to explain something to someone else, it really cements your own understanding.
Oh yeah, teaching is the best way to learn. And finally, Dr. Janio comes back to student agency. Learning is for the student, not just for the grade.
The syllabus is like the starting point for a conversation about what learning is going to look like.
AI can help document that learning, but the responsibility belongs to both the student and the teacher.
So if we boil it all down, Dr. Janio saying assessment should be about what students can do, not just what they can remember. Learning outcomes should be something you can see and measure.
It's a challenge to all of us in education and to you thinking about your own learning to rethink how we approach assessment.
To really focus on creating opportunities for students to demonstrate real learning.
Using learning theories and teaching methods to guide us. So this deep dive into Dr. Janio's work leaves us with a question for you. How might this shift towards observable behavior change how you think about learning?
If it wasn't all about grades and numbers, how would you show what you know and can do?
Food for thought. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.